Farmers are firing back at Governor John Kasich's executive order to implement tougher regulations on fertilizer and other farm runoff. The administration says these requirements will help keep nutrients from polluting Lake Erie. But farmers argue this creates mandates for a problem they're already trying to fix. The health of Lake Erie is at the center of the debate playing out at the State House. Since 2011, Ohio has spent more than $3 billion, much of that federal money, to keep Lake Erie clean. Researchers say there's been a slight decline in the amount of nutrients flowing into the watersheds that feed the lake. However, Governor John Kasich says they're still not on target to greatly reduce the amount of phosphorus getting into Lake Erie. So, he's enacting a plan that can lead to tougher regulations for farmers. As Ohio Department of Natural Resources Director Jim Zeringer explains, that includes mandating best practices for using nutrients.
Nutrient management plans work, and we are seeing positive results. Every farmer should implement and follow one to ensure that they are doing their part to improve water quality statewide.
Kasich signed an executive order naming 8 watersheds in distress. This designation triggers certain regulations for farmers to follow. On top of that, the Ohio Department of Agriculture will write up additional rules. Kasich ensures that this is not meant to be over-regulation, but a way to spell out what needs to be done to help Lake Erie.
This is just requiring farmers to figure out a way to manage their land in a more effective and environmentally friendly way. I believe that farmers want to do that. Sometimes some of them don't know exactly what that means. So to put a plan in place where we can help fund them on whatever it takes to do that makes a lot of sense.
But Ohio's agriculture industry opposes this move, seeing it as a government overreach. Dwayne Statler is a hog farmer in Hancock County. He says these 8 watersheds involve 2 million acres of farmland.
This is going to, I think, overtake an overwhelming amount of manpower that no one has ever even thought about as far as the implementation of any rules or regulations that's handed down. We're talking about 6,500 to 7,000 farmers, maybe.
Mark Dravis, a grain producer in Wood County, says farmers are already doing what they can to mitigate the problem of nutrient runoff.
What our farm is doing today will probably be outdated in the near future, and I hope it is, because with science and anything that is science-based, we are finding better ways to keep the nutrients out of the lake.
Dravis adds, this is a long-term problem that needs long-term solutions.
The lake did not become this way overnight. I look back at my youth and the way we did things. It took generations for it to get to the point it is, and it's going to take some time to repair it.
In the past 5 years, the General Assembly has passed several pieces of legislation that address the issue of farmland runoff. The Ohio Farm Bureau Federation says they supported those bills, and they were included in the process. But for this executive order, the Farm Bureau says the Kasich administration did not seek their input. Ohio EPA Director Craig Butler has been telling the legislature that the state needs to enact regulations. He adds that the mandates in the current proposal can evolve.
What's next? What we can do better? Where we can target our resources, and perhaps what we can even stop doing. We must act now because of these reasonable actions to protect this critical natural resources in Lake Erie.
The Ohio Soil and Water Conservation Commission plans to hold a vote on Kasich's proposal. Last week, Kasich decided to not reappoint 2 members of that commission. Both of those members say they were planning to vote against the governor's regulations. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.